VA loans, and some programs don't even require an appraisal. So what are you waiting for? Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Gold and old land insured by Blue.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.573, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Sensitive genital areas.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit delicate.
Mine cries all the time.
We're talking about on the air. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 14th. I cannot believe it's August 14th, but it is. And this edition, Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. This is Window World. StLouis.com. That's a good place to start, unless you want to overpay for windows, or you want to pay the same amount and get a lesser window. A lot of imitators, a lot of copycats, a lot of wannabes, but only one Window World. And I'm going to tell you a story nobody else has ever told you about windows. Huh, that'll keep you tuned in, I'll bet.
Hey!
Our control board operator is Eon. The Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k, now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
What a Wood Report, huh? Earlier.
Yeah.
What a Wood Report. Bringing it to you is none other than Tina Dal Piaz. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mount. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And I didn't even know that.
What?
Brad Boy just had the Window World folks come out and install 8 windows in his... It's detached from his regular home. It's what house?
Cheese.
His cheese house.
Oh.
He has a cheese house where he just houses
needs
all
a lot of sun, I guess.
All of his cheese.
The cheese warm.
And Window World put the windows in. Good for you for calling them, Rat Boy. How about it for Bruce Limprist in the...
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no,
wait,
no.
Wait,
no.
Wait,
oh,
wait.
Oh, my goodness.
Backed by popular demand... Conducting the orchestra in a suit and tie that he must have rented because he can't own one. Steve, the conductor.
Oh, Steve.
Wow, where has he been? Where has he been? You've been calling Donnybrook. I watched Donnybrook one night, and I heard Steve call in. That made the show even funnier. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. So much. Nobody ever talks about the invention of the window. They talk about who invented the cotton gin, Eli Whitney. Wasn't Mr. Carrier supposed to invent the air conditioner?
Right.
But windows, nobody talks. I'm going to tell you, and you children, young people, you listen to this. It's a good, good history lesson. You can take this to school and tell your teacher. Centuries ago, many, many, many centuries ago, dwellings, buildings, houses, they were just 4 walls. And there was no light to come in. There was no way to see the enemy that was coming. They just burst in the door and kill you because you had no. And then finally, somebody decided we need a way to look out. And a very smart man cut a square, just cut a chunk out,
here it comes.
Out of one. Hey, the true story. Out of a wall. And it was to let a lot of things happen. You could look out, and it was a place to let the wind come in. And it wouldn't be, yes, oh, yes.
Oh, wind.
It was a wind opening, which was later shortened to window. Wind opening, shortened to window. But then there was a problem. The dust would come in. And if you put something solid up there to keep dust and dirt out or hot air, then you're blocked and you couldn't see again. So a man by the name of Gerard Lass, L-A-S-S, stumbled on a crystallized form of a piece of sand that lightning had struck, and it had melted the sand into a crystallized substance. And he worked with it and worked with that process to create. It was later named for him, Gerard Glass, G. Lass, Glass, they called it.
Mm.
And he was credited for creating that. And he put that in this wind opening, which was called window. And that was the first window with glass in it. Crude?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Oh.
And he, the townspeople all gathered around because they wanted to see this creation, and he showed them it was the only dwelling that had this incredible thing people had never seen before, window. And he said, I declare this to be called from here for all of eternity a window. And no man, and he wrote this in a stone tablet, no man shall ever try to cheat another man out of more than $189 for a quality window product. If he does this, he will be cheating his neighbor.
And
he shall henceforth be called a crook.
That long ago, he knew.
He knew the
what
value,
the limit. Yeah,
the limit. He knew the limitations.
Wow!
And that is a true story.
Man,
and that's why today.
I had no
idea. That's why it's called a window. That's why glass is called glass, and that's why a quality window should cost no more than $189. You kids, you tell your teacher that story. Now I know how windows got started. Tell them about Mr. Lass, Gerard Lass. You probably get an A. You write that up in a, like a paper or something.
You get something.
Yep.
WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. That's where you want to go and make sure you got the real deal, the original $189 window. Last night on TLC, I watched Big Tiny. Now, Peon recorded it. He hasn't watched it yet. Now, please, do not be upset with the discussion we're about to have, because it's the same discussion that you would have with your friends if you saw it, and the same discussion and the same questions you would ask about what we're about to talk about after that. The first thing we'll talk about is Big Tiny. This is this woman over in Sandalville. Where is this? What's the town in Illinois? Something, Illinois. Not too far away, and she weighs 18 pounds. She's 23 years old. She and her brother are in the new Guinness Book of World Records as the smallest siblings in the world.
Yeah.
They're little, bitty, tiny people, and there's a big, long name, some kind of dwarfism for it. I mean, you can't understand her because she's got like a trach, a feeding thing. And her brother, you can understand, but he sounds like he's just ingested like mountains of helium. He's got.
That's because their voice box is tiny.
What a show. What a fascinating show this was. But then when I'm watching it, I see that August 28th on the Learning Channel will be the first episode of a series starring these conjoined sisters, this one body and two heads. This is not a joke. There are these girls.
They're 22 now.
22 years old. It's two heads coming out of one body. And I saw the preview for the show. I'm going to be glued to this show.
That's fascinating.
You can't not watch this. Now, you also can't deny, and you have to admit, that when you start visualizing two women's heads coming out of one body, you start wondering things. You have to, or you're not normal. Like, if you refer to her as she or they, I guess they, because they have two brains.
Two different personalities,
If they, with two heads and one body, get sick, who throws up? Do they both throw up? Well, what do you mean?
They share the stomach.
How can you not wonder this stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then if one does, the other one go, hey, turn your head away. What are you throwing up on me? I mean, you got to wonder about that.
Yeah, I was wondering if when they go to the bathroom, do they both have to push or does just one of them have to take care of that?
Well, pushing comes from the body. They only have one body.
Yeah,
but they control the left side. One controls the left side. One controls the right side. So
well, I don't
assume
think
they have to push together.
If...
That'd be really loud.
Now, if they have sex, and because they have a body. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have
they
a woman's
have a body. Yes.
Wow.
If a guy, a sick, and I don't know that it would make him sick if he fell in love with a woman with two heads. If they're in the throes of ecstasy.
I fall in love with a woman with two heads.
What?
What?
You have to say the words.
What? What did you say?
I fell in love with a woman with two heads.
Two heads.
Here's what you said.
I know. I just kind of lost
kick
it
out
there.
Of
if a man is having sex with the two-headed conjoined girls with one body, who in the middle of ecstasy, who moans? Do they both, or just one? Or do they do it simultaneously, like synchronized?
And what if one of them hates that guy?
You got to find a guy with two wieners.
Because there's only one.
There's only one body. What are you?
I know what he's trying to say.
No, what are you talking about? Sick. No, you're sick. The things I'm asking are normal.
I ask the
it's
abnormal
normal
question.
Curiosity.
Right.
You ask sick questions.
You are abnormal.
Now, I saw footage of them. I'm telling you, August 28th, the Learning Channel, I saw footage of them riding a bicycle. And if you saw a bicycle coming down the road and two complete heads on a body.
They drive?
They drive a car.
They each had to take separate driving
They did. Yeah,
but I'm going to tell you right now, you talk about a good driver looking left and right. Two heads. You got four eyes looking
out. What's
it
look like over there?
You check your blind spot and I'll check mine.
I think that's a safe driver, these conjoined twins. This is going to be the greatest show on TV. What's the name of it? I forgot the name. It's something about
Brittany and Abby, I think. Mm-hmm. It's just,
And can you see, I don't think it's fair. Nature is cruel. I don't think it's right that a human should have two heads. That's cruel.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's amazing they've survived this long. They weren't supposed to.
And they
to...
seem to have a great attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, how?
Raised normally.
What if one of them is a jerk, though? And what if one was happy and the other one's not happy with this? You can't get away from the other one.
And what happened? Can one of them, can just one of them die? And then
no, because it's one body, one heart.
Well, what if one of them has like an aneurysm?
No, I think that would affect the whole,
both
the
of
whole
them?
Deal. Yeah. There are 1,000 questions. We may have to write down a bunch of. What would you ask the two girls, two heads on one body, if you could ask? Anything you could ask them. We may have to come up with a list of questions. I watched the Comedy Central roast of Roseanne. I was very disappointed because I've decided every one of these roasts is exactly the same roast. It's a bunch of people being as filthy as they can.
They try to outdo the last one.
It's just
be more crude.
Out filthing the other one, and it's just kind of old now, and I'm done with it.
It was fun to see Tom Arnold there, though. The interaction between those two was very funny.
He was great, and I'm with you on Ellen Barkin, that face.
Holy cow. I don't know what...
How is it that she's considered a sex pot?
I don't get it.
She looks like... Now, I got to be careful. I don't want to offend too many people here.
Looks like part of her face is paralyzed or something.
Well, yeah, they even said that in part of the roast.
Maybe she had that Bell's palsy.
No.
No,
Ellen Barkin has always... Go back to Sea of Love with Al Pacino. She's always had that stink-faced squint eye thing going. Tina gave me the story. This is like hot off the press. There's a woman in Pennsylvania. She's 33. She's probably going to go to prison for the rest of her life. She tried to kill her boyfriend. Trust me, This one you've never heard before. She put just a couple of drops over a period of time, 10 to 12 times since June of 09, a couple of drops of Visine in her boyfriend's water. Now, Visine is clear, and I guess a couple of drops, you wouldn't notice it, but it has tetrahydrozoline in it, which apparently that's what gets the red out, but it's also very poisonous. And he's been sick for like the last 4 years, 5 years, with nausea, vomiting, blood pressure problems, breathing problems. They could not figure out, and then they found traces of this tetrahydrozoline, and they finally figured out that that little bit in his water over time got into his system and could have killed him.
Yeah. That's weird that you can put it on your eyes.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Well, here's what's really weird. She told the police that she poisoned her boyfriend as a way of getting his attention.
What?
You want to get his attention? Take your clothes off and dance around in front of him.
I'm too sick to pay attention to you.
That's how you get his attention. Folks, we have another type of human being. We knew we had male and female. Then we knew we had bisexual, homosexual, transsexual, transgender. Well, get this. Now there is pansexual. A Texas state representative, Mary Gonzalez, has just come out as a pansexual. Okay, here we go.
Skillet?
She says she doesn't believe in any gender or gender identity as defining part of any attraction that she has. In other words, she's attracted to lesbian, she's attracted to straight, she's attracted to gay men, she's attracted to bisexual, she's attracted to transsexuals, transgenders.
Whoa.
She has dated transgender and genderqueer people in addition to women. So a pansexual is attracted to everything.
Anything and everything.
Anything, even if it used to be something else.
What's a genderqueer?
I don't know, but that's what it's. She says she has dated genderqueers.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know what that is. She says, as I started to recognize the gender spectrum and dated along the gender spectrum, I was searching for words that connected to that reality. What?
She just likes sex, period.
Yeah, words that embrace the spectrum.
Gender queer is a catch-all term for gender identities other than man and woman. A bi-gender, both man and woman, neither man nor woman, genderless. Moving
genderless.
Moving between genders, gender fluid.
The world gender is fluid. Coming to an end.
What the heck?
What happened to just men and women?
I don't know.
There you go, folks. Mm. Pansexual. This is not a surprise to me. This latest research is not a surprise to me. Men like to stare at women's breasts. Well, guess what?
Yes, I do.
They've just completed some major research, and here's what it says. Women stare just as much at other women's boobs as men stare at them.
Wow.
Is that true?
It is absolutely true, and if Tina denies it, I think she's lying, because women do look at other women's boobs.
I'm sure it's to size each other up, see, you know, how you compare.
Exactly. Or stare to see if it's something your husband's going to want to stare at.
Jealous.
Says men and women are equally likely to look at women's bodies as a collection of parts ready to be objectified.
Yeah.
When looking at a female, we all go into Terminator vision mode, honing in on specific parts. And women do it, too. It says women look even at ugly women if they have big boobs. They'll stare just like Will stare, even if her face is not
looking
that
them all.
Great. Says, so the next time your girlfriend slaps you for checking out a woman in front of her, guess why she's doing it? She has already seen what you're looking at. She knows because she looked.
Oh.
There you go.
I've said it before. God, look at those things.
Yes, you have.
I have Angela point them out to me, yeah.
I know
she's,
you
do.
You got a
well.
Good marriage, buddy. That's a good marriage. The new Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary officially came out today, and there are some new words in the dictionary. One of them is not really, it's a hyphenated word, F-bomb. If you go to the dictionary, a new one, you'll see F-bomb. Hmm. It's there. Here are some other new additions. Aha moment is in the dictionary. Brain cramp. Bucket list is now in the dictionary. Cloud computing.
I've heard brain fart, but not brain cramp.
Edit out that second.
All right, I'll take care of that.
Craft beer. Energy drink is now in the dictionary. E-reader. Flexitarian. Now get this. A flexitarian is someone who normally won't eat meat, but occasionally will eat meat or fish. You're a flexitarian. In other words, you're kind of flexible.
Oh.
You're a vegetarian, but you're not 100%. So now we have to have a name for that. Flexitarian.
No, we don't.
Game changer is in the new dictionary. Gassed. Do you know what gassed means?
Like you're drunk?
I know what aghast means.
No, gassed. G-A-S-S-E-D. It's an adjective.
Oh, when you tire out in
sports
or something.
Very good. Drained of energy. He's gassed. Gastropub is a new one.
Gastropub? I don't think I want to go to
geocaching. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's like almost like a scavenger hunt with GPS.
Man, you're smart.
Well, thank you.
That's what it says. It says a game where players are given coordinates of a cache of items and they search for them with a GPS device. Man, you're smart. Life coach is now in the Man cave. Mashup.
Mashup.
Obesogenic. Sexting, tipping point, toxic, and underwater is one word. That's just now in the... Oh, meaning like you're upside down on your house, you're underwater.
Right.
It's in the dictionary now as a term for, you know, almost ready for foreclosure or something. Now, folks, this is not a joke. There is a story, and it's in the news. I'm not going to go into great detail, but it is the reason for the joke today. We all know how big the tattoo industry is, and people get tattoos in some pretty weird places. There was a woman in Florida, and apparently she's not the only one, who has gotten a tattoo on her anus.
Whoa. Ooh.
She works at a strip club.
A tattoo of
her
a
name
donut?
Her name is Mercedes. She's a dancer. She had her anus tattoo. It says it's the new tramp stamp, and that's all I need to say. And that's the reason for today's joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Or I guess a tire, you know, like a Firestone tire. Trying to think of all the things you could tattoo there. We've told this joke many times before, but never has there been a more appropriate day than today. This is the story of a young woman whose boyfriend is crazy about B.B. King. He has every B.B. King album, CD. He even has rare studio outtakes of B.B. King. He has met B.B. King. He enters every contest. He goes and travels around the country to see B.B. King. And his girlfriend goes into a tattoo parlor. And she says, it's my boyfriend's birthday tomorrow, and he's crazy about B.B. King, and I want to surprise him. I want B.B. tattooed on my butt cheeks. I want B on my left butt cheek and B on my right one. And when he looks at my behind, he's going to see his idol, B.B. King. So the tattoo artist says, well, I can certainly take care of that. And he has her pull her pants down and her underwear down and bend over a tattoo table. And he goes to work. Now, he has her really, really bent over and kind of spread open, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
And when he finally finishes the job, she stands up and she puts her back to a mirror and she says, hey, I can't even see the two letters. I can only see part of the letters. You put them too far, like, in the crack area. He says, oh, you know what? You're right. I put them a little too far in. He said, here, spread. But if you spread your butt cheeks out, you can see the B. And so she does. And, yes, if you do that, you can see them. Well, she's mad. He said, there's nothing I can do now. I'm sorry. I put him too far in. I'm sorry. She's so disgusted. So she goes home, and the next morning is her boyfriend's birthday, her boyfriend who loves B.B. King. And she says, honey, happy birthday. Do I have a surprise for you? And she stands in front of him and drops her pants, drops her underwear, and bends over. And he says, what? What? It looks like you got some kind of a tattoo or something there. I can't. I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking at. There's something there, but she says, oh, my goodness. I know what the problem is. And he can't see the two B's. So she reaches back and spreads her, you know, cheeks apart. Oh. And she says, now, happy birthday. He says, well, thanks, but who the heck is Bob?
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Well, I'm not really sure where to start. It's a mess pretty much everywhere. First of all, and a tremendous amount of traffic coming out of the zoo in Forest Park that's causing Hampton to just be a solid jam approaching 64 all the way down through Highway 44. Also, it looks like Laclede Station, McCausland, Big Bend, they've got long jams also. Laclede Station, it goes from Marshall Road all the way down through Watson and some slow pockets there. On westbound 64, it's stop and go now from the Science Center out through McCausland. It's slow again, 270 through Mason, then from Long Road out through west of Highway K, it's bumper to bumper. We just got a report of an accident on northbound 170. Looks like it's maybe near Page. Traffic was a little bit slow there. I see the fire engines, but not seeing where they're going. Southbound 170, got an accident in the center lane right at Delmar, and that has traffic backed up approaching Page. Southbound 270 is now stop and go from Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 70, that's the one highway that's starting to get a little bit better. You're slow midway between 370 and Mid River Small Drive out through TRQs. And this traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help get you a few more miles per tank. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pride, M-I-Z, Z-O-U, tradition,
to the house,
and determination are what build champions.
To the family of the Southeastern Conference.
Franklin keeps the handoff running left. Touchdown, Missouri.
The journey continues all season long right here, Saturday, September 1st. It's Mizzou versus Southeastern Louisiana as the Tigers join the SEC. Catch every Tigers game this season on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
O'Reilly. For 3 days, you'll be blown away at the incredible deals at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, O'Reilly Auto Parts will offer 3 days of unbelievable sale prices on products your vehicle uses every day. You'll find prices slashed on batteries, wiper blades, appearance products, motor oil, fuel injector cleaner, tools, and much more. With these amazing 3 day sale deals and O'Reilly Auto Parts guaranteed low prices, you'll see that putting money into your vehicle means taking less out of your wallet. Hurry in this weekend, because these sale prices are only good this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stock up and save big at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-600-8239. You choose the coverage you need. Depending on your plan, if your car has less than 200,000 miles, you may not pay a single penny for any covered repair. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything. So the choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs or let Auto Assure pay them for you? If you're sick of spending your hard-earned money on car repairs, call now for your free information. 1-800-600-8239. 1-800-600-8239. 1-800-600-8239.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-600-6821.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. CompanyCorporation.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-600-6821. 1-800-600-6821. That's 1-800-600-6821.
One day as another workday comes to a close.
Hey, honey.
Oh, man, what a day. I feel like I've worked 12 hours, and I really don't feel like going home to cook.
So let's do dinner at DeLeo's in Florissant.
DeLeo's for dinner, huh? One problem.
There's a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem.
With DeLeo's?
No, all the lunches we've done at DeLeo's were fabulous, especially the Big Rabboni.
A great sandwich. I could taste why it was declared the best of the best in the U.S. on the Food Network, which also rated DeLeo's as one of the top five delis in America. So what's the problem?
I was already at DeLeo's today for lunch.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
So now we can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli has an outdoor patio, a free private party room, and Wi-Fi. There are also three art galleries featuring local artists.
Food for the body and food for thought.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli, just south of Newhall's Ferry on North Lindbergh and Florissant. For more, go to DeLeo'sDeli.com.
Tonight, I'm making it DeLeo's.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-417-1738. That's 1-800-417-1738.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Sing, and he really does sound like he's about to fall asleep, doesn't he? He barely. I'm starting to get drowsy just listening to it. Let's go to Southern California, pick up the pace, check in with Mike Evans, find out what's going on in Hollywood. Made possible, of course, by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Got a kitchen you want remodeled, bathroom, home entertainment room? Do I have a place for you? Start with this website, thompsonprice.com. Here's Mike Evans, everybody.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about, Henry. That's what I'm trying to take care of my business.
How you doing?
I did. Pop quiz question. Play along while you're driving home. Be safe. When I get home, everybody home safe. Here you go. Now that the Olympics are over, Michael Phelps will devote all of his free time to another sport that he loves even more than swimming. Tennis. Bowling. or golf? Answer in just a minute. Love item. Miami Dolphin wide receiver Chad Ochocinco Johnson was arrested for headbutting his wife, and because of that has been released by the Miami Dolphins. His reality show has been canceled. Now, he has apologized today, but yesterday when this whole thing came up, he made an unbelievable quote saying, quote, "What's the big deal? Every couple has problems," end quote.
And I'd like to step in here, Mike, and say, I agree with him. Who of us has not headbutted our wife?
Exactly.
Come on.
They're been to the hospital with a few stitches in their face. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Step up. This guy's an idiot. TV News, big fight brewing in this corner. CBS President Les Moonves. And in this corner, Ryan Seacrest. They're fighting each other, winner take all. Both are trying to buy Dick Clark Productions. Somehow I have a feeling CBS is going to win that battle. 9 items in 90 seconds. Are you ready?
Ready.
Mel Gibson is out almost every night drinking, dancing, carry on, even a little canoodling. But now at least he's smart enough he has a driver everywhere he goes. He doesn't drive anymore.
That's good.
That's good. For my 2 cents, Monica Cruz.
I don't know who that is.
Is a lot better looking than her sister, Penelope Cruz.
Oh, I know who that is.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Is it true? Russell Brand is about to declare bankruptcy.
Good.
That is so sad.
Oh. I mean, I'm sad. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson just turned 75, and to celebrate has stopped smoking pot and cigarettes. Says he wants to get healthier, although he'll still have the occasional cigar.
I talked to him this morning.
Well, why didn't you record it?
No, I did, Mike. And
you're kidding.
I said, Jack, is it true you've given up pot and cigarettes? How long do you think you're going to be able to hold out with this? Here's what he said.
I don't know, maybe a couple weeks. I kind of like being a little stoned.
Wow.
Oh.
You can hear that on the Zipper Zappit.
No.
Nope.
No.
Dan Buck will have it tomorrow.
No, I don't
Paul
think
Brown.
So. No. Frank St. James.
Vic Purcelli.
No.
Dan Dierdorf.
What the hell?
Charles
the
Jacob.
The National Association of Theater Owners have agreed. I'm sorry to report they've agreed to raise ticket prices in 2013.
Yeah, that's about time.
The National Association of Theater Owners.
Well, they're sure not making any money on concessions.
Boy, I mean, how can they make money when a medium bag of popcorn, a soda, and a candy bar only cost $19?
Yeah, there's no money in that.
Now that he's single, Johnny Depp travels with 8 goons. I don't get it. What does he know these protection for? Are women going to go after him that much? Kelsey Grammer and his wife and their screaming baby went to dinner at the expensive and the exclusive Spago's in Beverly Hills. Other patrons did not appreciate the screaming brat baby. You know, I mean, you go to Red Robin. All right, Red Robin is more kid-friendly. But you go to a regular restaurant, you got a screaming kid that's going to bug you. Can you imagine if you're spending, $200 or $300 for dinner for a couple, nice evening out, and you got a baby screaming next to you?
Not smart.
Hey, who is, and you may know this story, the celebrity who just yesterday, I think it was, left a restaurant and didn't pay, and then when they mentioned
he said,
I ain't paying because I ain't got no money. It was Kelsey Bad Grammer.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, ruined my report right there.
There's
actually a family reunion over in Chesterfield that are listening today. I'm not there, but a family reunion, and you just ruined my report.
If I'd known that, I wouldn't have said that.
All right, Dan. New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez says that he needs to unload his Miami home. He's willing to take a loss. If you're interested, 9 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, 19,861 square feet. He'll let it go for $38 million.
Let's all go in together here.
We should do that.
Like a comment.
Cher is planning a comeback.
Cher?
Comment.
It's about time.
No comment.
Yeah.
Come on. And finally.
Oh.
What the hell's wrong with your voice?
Wow.
Now that the Olympics are over, Michael Phelps will devote his time to another sport that he loves even more than swimming, tennis, bowling, or golf.
Tina.
I'll say tennis.
I'm going to go bowling.
I'll say bowling.
John Londoff just sent me a text. He says golf. He wants to play the game.
Oh.
He wants to play. I say bowling.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts. He'll be on Hank Haney's show on the Golf Channel. It is golf. Listen to your anchor. Come on, man. I'm Mike Evans. We're live. Hello,
hey.
Hey,
Mr. Doug.
You know what I think happened? I think John called Mike. Tell me the answer.
Oh.
I'll text
him. He Googled
it. Yeah. Oh, I bet he did. You know what? I'll bet he did.
Surprising. That's the only time he's decided to play.
Yeah. And he gets it right. He did Google it. Thank you. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
He's just in the car and, you know, fancy phone, probably real high speed. Probably got high speed internet right in his
Probably
Suburban.
Had his assistant send it.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, he has a driver.
Dad. Excuse me.
He's
send us to Frank.
He's a black Suburban with
You're
going to
get another text.
That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You get ready to remodel that kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room. Just do us a favor. Don't make a decision until you let them show you what they can do and what is possible. ThompsonPrice.com. We're going to leave and come back and do an official, formal goodbye on the Big 550.
With your cold and Oaklanding airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Looking a little better out here in the St. Peter's O'Fallon area. Westbound 70 was slowing Mid-River Small Drive. Now, a little west of that, actually, through T.R. Hughes. But it's southbound 170. You had that accident that was blocking the center lane. It looked like multi-vehicles at Del Mar. Things were backing up, approaching Page on westbound 64, still heavy between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason, and it looks like it's slow now from the Spirit Overpass, well, maybe between Long Road, midway between Long Road and the Spirit Overpass out to the Boone Bridge. A little bit heavy again from Research Overpass out there, Technology Boulevard out through Highway K. Southbound 270, just a little slow now, Manchester to Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you get a few more miles per tank. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, this is John Goodman. I spend most of my time away from my home here in St. Louis, but I found a terrific way to keep up with what's happening. I tap the app, the KTRS app that I downloaded to my phone so I could keep up with McGraw, Steve Cochran, Frank and the gang, and Sports Night. For me, it's a little bit of home.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Today is the day that you start the process with refinancing your existing home or purchase a new home at 123 Mortgage. My name is Kevin Putney of 123 Mortgage, and as owner, investor, and day-to-day operator of my company, I have a vested interest as to find you the best program that fits your situation. My business is mortgages, and that is it, plain and simple. Call, qualify, and close. It's as easy as 123. At 123 Mortgage, we are a truly unique mortgage company that puts your best interest in mind. Everybody has a different situation and needs a different program to fit what their needs are, long and short term. Pay off your high-interest credit card debt. Lower your mortgage term. Lower your interest rate. If you have an FHA loan that closed before May 31st of 2009, you need to call now. If your loan is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you need to call now. The bottom line is, you owe it to yourself to call 123 Mortgage today at 314-862-0123 or 123mortgage.com.
At 123 Mortgage, we make loans simple. We'll close at your place or ours. Call 862-0123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531. Missouri license number 101595.
Hey, this is Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. We don't care if you're from the red state or the blue state. We're going to put you in a happy state. Doesn't matter if you make over $250,000 or under $250,000. You still pay the same low price for the same coldest beer and fantastic food you always have. How about a little repeal and replace? We're just going to keep peeling shrimp. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are. As long as you're 21 and over, in the mood, come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. And I'm Fast Eddie, and I approve this message.
Problem, you're sneezing, wheezing, it's dusty, yuck. Think you can have a clean, healthy home with a portable air purifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air Cleaner, you'll capture teensy tiny particles in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's clean, it's healthy. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
If comfort is your plan, call 618-BELLOWMAN. That's 618-235-6626, or visit BELLOWMAN.com.
All right, as you can imagine, we're exhausted. It's been 3 hours. We'll be back here tomorrow, though. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.